Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in and listening. This is kind of a warning show. It's a heads-up show. There's something really bad and evil coming our way, and I want to get into that with Larry. Hi, Larry. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing okay.
Yeah, it seems like something is amiss here. We warned people the other night about the third and fourth because the ninth of Av is on the 10th and the 11th, and we were talking about a one-week warning, seven-day warning, kind of like what Nora was given. Now, I don't know if this warning that we have been given, we had three mass shootings. Two of which are making the headlines, one of which really hasn't been covered much, but it occurred in Chicago at about the same time as the one in Ohio occurred. And what's also very, very interesting is the states that these shootings are occurring are, I guess one could call, important states for Trump. And, of course, they're blaming Donald Trump for all this now, and the Democrats, the communists are. Very, very interesting. Anyway, don't forget that August 4th, today, is Obama's birthday. Now, what's interesting about this is the numbers. Two mass shootings left 29 dead. 29 is 11. It's a coded 9/11, and the only people that can do this kind of thing is deep state and Satan and his minions. And what's also very, very interesting is that on the 9th of Av, 7 days from now, actually it begins on the 10th, 6 days, and then seven. On the 9th of Av, Jupiter, planet that was born on 9/23, if you remember the star sign, in 2017, the Revelation 12 sign, just so happens Jupiter is standing upon Scorpio, the scorpion, in the heavens, exactly overhead on the 10th and the 11th. There's an awful lot of symbology about 8/11. And I can't get into all of it at this point in time. I'll just read something that I found on YouTube, which is kind of interesting. Around the midnight hour of August 10th, 2019, Jupiter, the king planet, the man-child that was born from the Revelation 12 sign, will come to stand over the constellation Scorpius. It will stop its retrograde motion at that time and then proceed forward again. It is interesting that the 9th of Av, Tishri B'Av 2019, will begin on the evening of Saturday, August 10th, ends in the evening of Sunday, August 11th, the date that both Jewish temples were destroyed, the first in 423 B.C., the second in 70 A.D. Very, very interesting stuff. And there's a fellow that did Pet Goat 2. I don't know if you've ever seen the movie, but if you haven't, you should. That's fascinating stuff, and he more or less, I think, proves that we really have to be on guard for the 9th of Av. And because of all of the things that are pointing to the 9th of Av, including yesterday and today, I'm going to have to issue a warning to people that are on both coasts and the south coast. You might want to take a vacation on Friday and move further inland. And just stay away from the coastal regions. There's a reason why 8/11 appears to be the start of something very, very bad. Don't forget that the 9th of Av for Israel, and we are tied directly to Israel, whether we like it or not, whether we will admit it or not. Babylon the Great also has another name, Ephraim, and we're tied directly. So whatever happens to Israel generally will happen to the United States. And I'm just issuing a warning, be on guard, be on high alert. We had these shootings, and those shootings, to me, represent senseless violence. Senseless violence. They're going for the guns. This is all part of the UN plan to get the guns. Deep state, they want the guns. They're going to keep this up. As to what this means on the 9th, who knows? Is it going to be maybe a false flag nuclear attack? And now, Larry, I know you've done some little research on this, these shootings, and there are people now coming forward and saying it has all the evidence of false flags. Now, folks, a false flag doesn't mean it's not real. It doesn't mean that people weren't killed. It simply means there's an agenda behind why they did it, when they did it. What's your latest, Larry?
Well, I found some very interesting data coming from Stephen Bannoun of Israeli News Live on a recent YouTube that he had put out. And pretty much very, very interesting, you know, on how the it seems like some witnesses are saying that there was more shooters than was reported. In other words, they all seem to be reporting one shooter. But it's odd that the witnesses saw more than that and saw them shooting and running and wearing black. But, you know, it's hard to convince the American people that what mainstream media and a lot of their law enforcement is putting out may not be accurate. But, you know, you can't. You can't convince them.
Yeah, it's too bad that they've taken the pathway they have. It's kind of like the Vegas shootings. Many witnesses came forward and said, no, there was at least four, maybe even more, shooters involved. And yet the police department and the feds have all maintained, no, it was just this one guy, which is it's a crock. But what they're doing is they're doing wag the dog operations and false flag operations, and it's all with an agenda, and that agenda appears to be rapidly coming into place. It appears to me, Larry, that maybe what these mass shootings, when you have three of them on those specific dates, exactly 7 days before the 9th of Av, is very, very suspicious that they're telling us that there is going to be some mass killing on the 9th of Av somewhere, and probably in America, but who knows? What do you think? It just seems odd to me.
Well, also, the timing of the lieutenant governor of Texas, that after the shooting, and they reported there was only one. Originally, they reported there was more even detained, but then yep. It was only one shooter. It's funny that the lieutenant governor of Texas warned Antifa, don't come here. So there does seem to be some links in the background that are indicating that part of this could be linked to Antifa. And we've known for some time that there was going to be a leaning towards violence if they didn't get Trump out of office, that they would have to go further. And so I think we're beginning possibly to see that. And as a matter of fact, ironically, Trump was at a New Jersey golf course, I think early today, I believe it was, and they had to send F-16 fighter jets to intervene and move away two airplanes that were moving towards where he was at.
Wow. Yeah, that might have been an attempted assassination. Probably was. Why? Of course, wherever Trump is, I believe they have what they call no-fly zones. So maybe these people didn't know there was a no-fly zone. If they don't check their aviation notices before they take off, they wouldn't even know that. So it might have been perfectly innocent. Then again, maybe it wasn't. A little bit more on the Chicago shooting. At least 7 people wounded by gunfire early Sunday morning. This was at 1 something. About the same time the Ohio shootings occurred, which is also very suspicious. They opened fire near a playground on the city's west side. And it happened at 1:20 a.m. in Douglas Park. So why would you have 3 on these specific dates? I mean, it's just, the whole thing is very, very suspicious to me. And, of course, I have the tinfoil hat on, and I suppose a lot of people. Here's something else. Remember that Obama's birthday is today. You may remember that he gave, he was at this supper, I guess the press, they have these annual dinners or whatever they call them. And Obama, at one of those dinners, was talking about his birth and joking about the birth certificate, which was a total fake and a total fraud. Nobody really knows who Obama is. We've mentioned that before. And what was interesting was when he was talking about his birthday, he played Lion King number 1, part of it. Why would he do that? Why would he play Lion King out of Africa, basically? Where was Obama actually born? We don't know, but we suspect Kenya. We don't know what has happened to him since then. And why would he use a fake Social Security number, which he did? Why would he produce a fake birth certificate? Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. There's a lot more going into this thing than people realize. I don't want to get into all of it. It sounds totally off the wall, and the American people are going to have to wake up the hard way that they were told and didn't listen. But here's something interesting, Larry. Jeannie Dixon, you remember Jeannie Dixon?
Yes. With Ronald Reagan and his wife, Nancy.
Yes. This is kind of interesting. Antichrist prophecies of Jeannie Dixon, a child born somewhere in the Middle East shortly before February 5th, 1962, will revolutionize the world. Now, this is very, very interesting because Barack was born in 1962. She talks about the Baha'i faith. So this is going to get interesting, maybe Lord Maitreya, et cetera, et cetera. But something is coming, folks, and if you have not prepared so that you got some cash on hand, you got some food on hand, I'm telling you, the odds of a false flag, a major big event, economic collapse, but an attack upon America's coastlines, a tsunami, earthquakes, whatever, I would be very, very suspicious that we are coming up not only on the 9th of Av, but afterwards. Afterwards. So I don't know how to warn people. We're getting closer and closer and closer. And Larry, you know as well as I do, they got to get the guns, like you said at the beginning. They got to get the guns, and this is how they're going to do it. Has Hal Turner had anything to say about any of this?
Well, not particularly. He just basically reported that one of the incidents and did not cover the other two, and that's usually a sign that he's getting data he just simply can't talk about, if you know what I mean, because he's just not, mm-hmm. He's not stupid. I mean, he knows there's some untouchable things out there that can cause you a Breitbart effect, so yes. He knows when to back off, and I've learned to watch that.
Yeah, when you look at the headlines here on Drudge, Walmart massacre, bloodbath in Texas, gunmen started shooting aisle by aisle, panic, shoppers flee, and on and on and on it goes. And now the Democrats, of course, immediately started jumping all over. This is Trump's fault. Trump's the one who got this happening. And this is interesting, too. It's the eighth deadliest shooting in U.S. history. Isn't that an interesting number? Because Knights of Av, if I'm interpreting what we're looking at correctly, and the birth of Jupiter on the 923 star sign being right over Scorpios on the 10th and the 11th, the 9th of Av, is more than coincidental. I think we're being told something. I think the Lord is about to crush the head of Satan. Now, if that's going to happen, then they're going to move. Deep state has to move. And hopefully they don't do something to Donald Trump and his family. And I'm asking everybody, pray for Donald Trump. Doesn't matter whether you like him, hate him, think he's part of it, not part of it. The Bible says pray for your leaders. And Donald Trump's in serious trouble. And he needs his whole family, actually. Yeah, it's just too bad that all of this has to happen now. And with all the earthquakes now that are going on, everything that's happening, this is amazing what's going on. Anything new in earth changes at all you want to get into?
Well, the earthquakes seem to be continuing in, I guess, the center of the country and also the West Coast, all the way from Chile up to Alaska. We're watching that, including a lot of warnings that are coming out about volcanic activity on the American continent. So we're just having to watch that very, very closely. I've been watching today, and a number of earthquakes that are not being reported that I'm finding are on other countries' seismic graphs. So USGS and even the Europeans are not—they're not really posting a lot of the earthquakes that are occurring.
Which means probably all of this is accelerating, and they don't want people to know it. So they're going to cleanse the lists and downgrade everything they can. At the meantime, what is going on between India and Pakistan? That sounds like we are already at war. What's going
on
there?
Well, they're already shooting. India's forces are shooting at Pakistani forces, and Pakistan's firing back at India in Kashmir at that line. And Hal Turner just posted a new one, says India moves 180,000 paramilitary troops into Kashmir. Pakistan mobilizing their army and air force. Said Sunday morning both sides are firing at other forces on the line of demarcation. And also I saw a very interesting one on Hal Turner. I didn't post it today, but in the last few hours he posted that the State Bank of Pakistan has now moved to emergency measures and operating under an emergency. And the Pakistanis can only withdraw small amounts of money per week, just very, very little money, which he seems to think may indicate war.
I would think that was. Here's the headline that you're talking about. He says, there have been stark developments in the seemingly never-ending troubles between India and Pakistan. I'd like to remind everyone, there's prophecy a long time ago. I wish I could find it. I know I read it because it was kind of startling. It said that World War III would begin between India and Pakistan. It would go nuclear, and it would slowly spread throughout the whole world. Anyway, it says there have been stark developments. Last week, India admitted it had 40,000 paramilitary troops in Kashmir and set 10,000 more on Thursday, ordered 28,000 more to deploy on Friday, which is a total of about 80,000. Now the world finds out that another 100,000 troops are actually inbound to Kashmir, bringing troop totals to 180,000. This is utterly unprecedented and signals India's intent to go to war. So I think they've maybe just had enough of Pakistan, and probably Pakistan's had enough of India. And so it's on. And this is going to lead to other things, folks. This is going to get really nasty. And this may be what the seven-day warning, too, was all about, the shootings. What's a shooting? Violence. There were a number of things involved in that whole thing of senseless violence and killing, which is, of course, what deep state wants. They need their, how do I call that? They need their satanic sacrifices. And there's a whole lot more that goes into this. And here's another warning for all of you folks out there. And this deals with Pakistan, but Larry just mentioned it. Bank crisis hits Pakistan. Withdrawals limited to $18.96 American a week. Communications are now cut off completely in Kashmir. Now, you might say, well, what's that got to do with us? If we get into a war, you're not going to be able to get your money. They're going to do the same thing. Remember one thing. Congress has passed a bunch of laws that allow the banks, if you put, let's say you get a check for $10,000. You put it in the bank. You think it's safe in the bank. It's not your money any longer. You actually invested money in that bank. And they can seize it and take it anytime they want. What are they doing to the people at the State Bank of Pakistan? The people earned that money by working. They put it in the State Bank of Pakistan. Pakistan says, sorry, can't have it. They're going to do the same thing here. That is why you need to have cash under your bed somewhere, or hide it somewhere. And you've got to have enough to get by for a while. Because if we get into a war, or Israel gets into a war, or we are attacked, like on the 9th of Av, we will go under an immediate emergency situation. Everything from that day on will be totally different. That's what I'm trying to warn about. We're coming at a point where sudden destruction, and we've gone over what that means, sudden destruction. Things change, and they change drastically. You go to bed on Friday night thinking all your money is secure. You wake up Monday morning, the ATMs don't work, the banks are closed, there's a holiday. Remember that David Wilkinson had that vision of a bank holiday of 6 months. Nobody could get their money out. I want you to think about the bedlam. I want you to think about the ripple effects that would have, particularly in your cities, which already are full of troubles. Something to really think about. So get some money out of your banks, because you're probably going to lose it anyway. But anyway, what's this deal with Iran seizing another oil tanker in the Persian Gulf? What in the world? How many oil tankers do they want? All of them?
Well, I think, Stuart, this is more provocation in the Strait of Hormuz. They're going to continue, apparently, until, a war begins. You know, as I've said earlier, you know, a lot of people say, well, it's just sword saber rattling. But, you know, when you draw swords and clash them together, what if you cut the other guy? It doesn't take but one mistake or one missile, yep, Stuart, to start a major war.
Yeah, we're heading into war. There's no question. The Bible talks about war, peace taken from the earth, the red horse, the green horse, and all of these horses in the book of Revelation, the four horsemen. And peace is going to be taken from the earth. You had a friend that said war broke out everywhere. Just suddenly, it's just everywhere. I would look at the 9th of Av. 2019 is a year of rapidly growing change, and there's a reason for it. These people are pulling out all the stops. The communists have made up their mind. It's now or never. They have to move now. Deep state has to move. Deep state and communism are the same thing. And
yeah,
so they're going to move.
Interesting, Stuart, I was recently on a show with Augusto Perez, and he was saying he didn't know, he didn't understand why the American people can't see what's happening. He said he lived through the communist takeover in Cuba, and he said, I'm seeing the same thing. He said everything the Democrats, the deep state, and the left are doing is all following the communist playbook. And matter of fact, Breaking Israel News has a new post out, said Prophetic Link, the Democrats seen as the mixed multitude in the end of days. Eliyahu Berkowitz and says the rabbis have somehow found a similar incident. You know, there's nothing new under the sun, the Bible says. And so they found verses in the Old Testament, and they say how the Democrats are eliminating America. And says, look back at Exodus 12:38 and Nehemiah 13:3, and the mixed multitudes that destroyed Israel basically in that time frame or were destroying Israel or eating away the real Israel, we're seeing that in America being done by the Democrats.
Yep, it's like Habakkuk says that judgment no longer goes forth, only bad judgment, wrong judgment goes forth. Lawlessness, total lawlessness. People like Clapper and Brennan and Schumer and Pelosi and all these people that are absolutely deep state communists, as well as a good share of the Republicans now, they're committing treason. Their statements are provoking problems all over. And yet, who do they blame? They blame the Republican conservatives. It's the conservatives that are doing all this. Remember what a communist does. Whatever they're doing, they blame you for it. They say you're the one doing it. This is how Satan works. Remember, Satan is a liar and a murderer from the beginning. Satan is running planet Earth, and now he knows his time is growing very short. And trouble is coming our way, folks. Bad, horrific trouble, unlike anything the American people have ever seen. Remember, we have all grown up in a nation which was basically untouched. Yeah, you have your criminals and your mafia and all that sort of thing, but we have never had what one could call total national destabilization, invasion, and an overturning, and that's what we're headed at. We're already deep into the destabilization, part of the communist playbook. Destabilize the nation. And then once you've destabilized it, go into violence. The people scream for the government to do something. The government has already planned what they're going to do. Martial law. And then the killing and the confiscation of the firearms begins, and then the killing fields begin in earnest. I'm not talking about the baby killing fields. I'm talking about the adult killing fields. Millions of Americans are going to be rounded up, tortured, and murdered in these FEMA camps that people don't even think exist. Well, they do. There's about 800 of them all over the United States. And we had fusion centers. They're collecting all this intelligence. Beware the 9th of Av. Might be a good idea not to even be where they think you're going to be. Go dark on your cell phones. Go dark on your communications. Go dark on your computers. Don't be where they think you're going to be. Anyway, anything else, Larry?
Yeah, I was just going to mention real quickly that the situation at El Paso is now being called a domestic terrorism, and the left is reporting it as anti-immigrant crime. So basically, Stuart, if you're against illegal immigration, you're a terrorist. That's what they're saying.
Yep, this is what this is their playbook. And anybody that disagrees with all of them, well, you are. You're a white terrorist. And it has begun, folks. I think this is it. I think they actually have begun this thing. Hopefully I'm wrong. I would love to be wrong, and I'm sure Larry would love to be wrong, but it just doesn't look right. It looks like trouble's on the way. Anyway, thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on. If anything breaks, we'll be back. Otherwise, heads up. Take final preparations. And anyway, good night. Take it easy.